consecrated, symbolic of all the trials that I've had to go through in my life to learn Christ. Every design speaking of his love and his beauty. And I'm crying. I'm crying so hard. When suddenly he appears before me, sitting on the seat. I'm driving down the highway. And he's sitting right next to me. And he leans over real close to me. So we're like this far apart. And he's crying. I couldn't bear to see him cry. It was just tearing my heart apart. And I said, Lord, why are you crying? Please stop crying. I can't bear to see you cry. I love you so much. I can't stand to think that you could be hurting bad enough to be crying like this. Please stop crying. He looks real deep into my eyes, so deep that he could see down into my soul. And he says, Nita, I'm not going to be able to tell you word for word everything he said, but I'll give you the general gist. Nita, I know your pain. I feel it every day. I said, how? I thought there was no tears in heaven. I thought heaven didn't... Lord, please, I don't want you to feel my pain. I don't want you to hurt like this. I wouldn't want this pain on my worst enemy, let alone the person I love more than life itself. Please, I don't want you to hurt like this. Please stop crying. He said, I would have it no other way. He said, I feel the iron furnace every day, Nita. He calls earth the iron furnace. He said, every one of mine, I feel their pain. I live with their pain all the time they're suffering. He said, in fact, before you ever suffer and weep one tear, the trial you're going to go through has to pass through me first, and I must approve it. And when I approve it, I also approve the grace that I will give you to make it through this trial. Knowing I'm going to walk through it again the second time when the trial comes upon you. I said, I can't bear it. I just can't. I'm crying now. I'm crying so hard I can hardly talk. I can't bear it. I can't. I just can't. I can't handle knowing you hurt ever like I'm hurting right now. I love you so much. I'd do anything to take the pain. I'll quit hurting. I'll just make it go away. I'll quit hurting so you don't have to hurt. Please. Please. I can't bear to think that you're hurting like this. He said, I would have it no other way. It is my desire to suffer with you. Then he looked deep into my eyes, so deep, I knew he could see everything about me. And he began to smile. And when he smiled slowly, so that his smile got bigger and bigger, and the glory, his face became transparent, and the glory got brighter and brighter. The bigger his smile, the greater the glory was shining through his face. And I said, Lord, you're smiling. Why? He said, Nita, thank you for being willing to suffer for me. Not many are. But you're willing to let your faith be tried as gold. Thank you. Now, whether we are willing to let him suffer, or willing to suffer for him, or whether we're not, we are going to suffer. Because in the world is, not only are we going to suffer, but our Lord Jesus Christ is also going to suffer. It is his choice. And it's a choice he makes out of love. Because he loves you, he will not let you suffer alone. He is allowing your suffering to refine you, to bring you into himself, knowing that every tear you cry, every pain you feel, he's going to carry it with you. You will never hurt, not one day on this earth, more than he hurts, feeling your pain. But in his love, his great love, he's going to allow you to go through it, knowing what it's going to cost him, so that in the end, he can have more of you than he ever could have had you not suffered your trials. This is love. This is divine love. He's trying to teach us his way. And I love it when the Bible says there is no teacher like him. There is no teacher like him. It may hurt. It hurts to get a tooth pulled, right? It may hurt, but the dentist standing in front of you will never feel the pain of that extraction. Your Lord will. But in his great love, he'll remove what is not good so that he can have more of you. Don't run from God. Don't run from the suffering. Humble yourself like a little child. When a child is hurting, suffering, where does it go? It runs to mommy or daddy and seeks to hide in the arms of the one they believe will protect them. Don't run from God. Run to him. Hide in him. Know that he understands your weakness. He understands your fears. He understands your pain. He understands your sorrow. And in your hiding, don't judge the source of your suffering. Love the source of your suffering. Learn meekness and humility and the way of Christ. Remember, I started out this series by telling you, if you will obey the Sermon on the Mount, every verse, every page, you can go as deep in God as you could ever want to go. And now I'm telling you specifics of how you have to change the way you see things and respond to things so that you can have more of God helping you in your trials and know him better when the trial is over. I'm going to tell one more story. May I? I know it's getting late. May I? You guys will all meet Ricky soon. She's coming on the 8th, my daughter. She had gone through a horrible trial. 9 surgeries in 3 years. terrible, terrible physical suffering. The last surgery she had, for reasons none of us understand, when she came out of surgery, they didn't give her any pain medicine. So while we were waiting to find the doctor, to find out why she was coming out of her surgery, major surgery, and given nothing to help her with the pain, Ricky was going through the worst part of her trial. She awoke to such pain she could not mentally cope with it. And she began to lose her mind. She felt herself going down a long tunnel. She looked at her husband and her children, and she was mentally saying goodbye. I'm dying because I cannot cope with this pain. She felt herself going down a long tunnel, and she's getting further and further from her husband and her children. She's losing her mind, and she has no will to live. When she knew that she could not mentally take one more moment of the intense pain she was in, the Lord Jesus Christ came, and he gave her the gift of compassion. He imparted it into her heart and into her soul. She said it came into her like liquid. She felt herself come back from that tunnel. And there she heard the doctor saying, "Well, how's my girl doing?" And her husband saying, "What do you mean, how's your girl doing? They won't give her any pain medicine for all this pain she's in. From all the work you did in the surgery. What do you mean, how's my girl doing?" And the doctor looked at the chart. He turned red, ran out of the room, went to the nurse's station, yelled at them. He could hear, she and he could hear them, hear him all the way down the hall. "Get medication into her now, before she loses her mind. Too much was done to her." They came running in with the medication she needed. But in the midst of the worst moment of her trial, when she really was going to leave us, God gave her the gift of compassion. And anyone that knows her will say they've never met anybody with compassion like Ricky has. When she prays for the sick, they get healed because of the compassion of Christ that flows through her. There is a purpose for every suffering under heaven, and everything you are called to go through is to make you into the image of Christ. When the suffering comes, don't run. Humble yourself. Climb onto the lap of the one who loves you best and let him bring you through. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, no one knows more than you. Suffering is not an easy topic to discuss. It brings up pain to just about anyone who listens, because people on earth hurt. They've all known pain, whether they buried it or whether it's on their sleeve. human beings hurt. But there is a wonderful message in suffering, Lord. And the message is you. You are the one who is seeking to bring those who will into the revelation of the kingdom. And the gift of walking with the Father the way you did. And my prayer for everyone here tonight is that you will help them, Lord. Help them, give them the grace to humble themselves and to submit to your discipline through the circumstances that are in their life, through the sufferings that they endure. You're trying to teach them something, Lord. My prayer is that they will humble themselves and receive the grace to learn what the most noble teacher in the whole universe is trying to teach them. You are a lover like no other, Jesus. I love you so much. I've learned again and again, I can trust you. And I pray that you will help these learn that same thing. You're trustworthy. And the lessons of their suffering are vitally important, very critical, if they're ever to have in you what you want to give them. I pray that they'll run the rest of their days into you and never again away from you in their suffering. And that they will be developed in humility, meekness, the fear of God, and divine love. That they may know the beauty of your face, the loveliness of your counsel, your incredible heart, and that they will know the Father as you did when he was here on this earth. In your precious name, amen. Is he a good God? Is he a wonderful God?